It's 8:31, and it's Friday morning. It begins with a glance across a crowded room. It grows with strange, disturbing dreams that awaken you in a sweat of confused longing. It reaches its zenith in the clutching embrace, the desperate kisses, the ripped bodice, the unbridled, tumescent passion that sets hearts ablaze and makes the sun rise like thunder and the sunset linger in the embers of spent desire. What is it? Your plans for the weekend? I certainly hope so. But what it is right now is the Arts File on WQXR. Yes, it's the Arts File. Here's Liz White from the WNYC Newsroom.
Oh, Jeff, don't stop now.
Oh, I have to, really. In fact, I'm going to lie down and be alone for a few minutes.
It's probably a good idea. The group Romance Writers of America is holding its conference here in New York, if you hadn't already guessed. The Romance Writers are attending events that deal with research about sex throughout history, understanding men, big question, and even 19th century undergarments. WNYC arts critic Carolina Miranda has attended the conference, along with some 2,000 romance authors, agents, editors, and she joins us now to talk about what she's learned. Good morning, Carolina.
Good morning.
So some interesting workshop titles, Not Another Sex Scene, Hips Don't Lie, to name a couple. You attended workshops about body language and Christian romance novels. What were they like?
Well, it was all about honing craft and also learning how to write for different categories of romance fiction. So, for example, in the flirtation body language session, I learned all about the little gestures that men and women make at each other when they're flirting so that you can learn how to describe them in a scene. So women, it turns out, initiate flirtation 90% of the time by making eye contact with a man and then looking away and then making eye contact again. And then men do it by parading back and forth like a peacock. It's quite crude.
So this is all in the spirit of research.
This is all in the spirit of research and learning what the different publishing houses want. Like, for example, in the Christian session that I went to, it's referred to as inspirational romance literature. We learned what was acceptable and not acceptable in the context of a Christian romance, that the romance tends to be psychological, not physical. You never get into describing body parts. A man can embrace a woman, but certainly not in bed. And if sex is alluded to, it's after marriage and out of the book's pages.
Okay, so some very specific parameters.
Absolutely.
You also spoke with some of the authors at the conference about the projects they're working on. Let's take a listen to that.
My project is a book called A Rogue in Sheep's Clothing.
And it's about a woman who breaks up with her noncommittal boyfriend, goes off to a Costa Rican surf camp, and falls in love with her hot surf instructor.
Who puts a chastity belt on her, and now he has the key, and he's in charge. So it's very sexy, a little kinky.
There's always sex, and it's hot and it's good.
Okay, so that was Elf Ahern, Suzanne Cologne, Shoshana Evers, and Mala Valak. So who attends this conference? So are we talking an all-female event?
It's almost all-female, definitely an estrogen fest. But there are a few dudes there, and probably one of the most amazing ones I met was a cattle rancher by the name of Reed Lance Rosenthal from Douglas, Wyoming, fourth generation land and cattle, who recently started writing romance novels. He is about to release book two of a six-book series.
Well, he's a writer. He sounds like he could also be a character.
We kept saying later that, you know, maybe somebody needs to write a romance novel about him finding love at the romance conference.
This type of fiction is frequently derided for its formulaic nature and its cover art. What do you think about romance writing after attending the conference?
Well, I think it's like all types of other writing. There's the good and the bad. It's definitely escapist. And, you know, as sort of the queen that is celebrated of romance writing, Jane Austen said, you know, let other pens dwell on misery and guilt. She was going to do her own thing. And I feel that that's what this is. These are sort of morality tales about women who are trying to find independence. A lot of contemporary fictions, it focuses on women in careers trying to balance work and their romantic lives and whatever other external struggles the authors might throw their way. And they can be quite gripping. I read one by Nora Roberts recently that was a thriller, and I have to be honest, I couldn't put it down.
And you really can judge the book by its cover.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things I learned at the conference is that, for example, if a cover has a man's naked abs on it, it's going to be very steamy. That if it's naked abs with a kilt, it's going to be steamy historical. If it's pink, it's probably going to be a little bit more Victorian 19th century Regency. And if there's a figure of a house with a silhouette of a figure, it might be more a family generational type of story. So you really, they're not all alike. You really can't judge a book by its cover.
So it's sort of like a visual rating system.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Carolina.
Thank you.
WNYC's arts critic Carolina Miranda on this year's Romance Writers of America conference, now underway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
I'm going to be so much more informed the next time I go shopping at the airport bookstore now. It's just wonderful. It's 8:36. It's classical 105.9 FM. WQXR!